KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A woman and a man believed to have been her son have been shot dead in Hillary. Emergency teams say they found the 60-year-old mother and the man, who appears to have been in his 30s, unresponsive at their Sarnia Road home last night. The motive for the shooting isn't yet known. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson.
Paramedics responded to numerous calls of a shooting incident. On arrival, paramedics found SAPS already in attendance and were shown into a house. Two people who had sustained gunshot wounds to their heads. Paramedics assessed both of them. However, they showed no signs of life and both were declared deceased on the scene.
Isigweni Municipality has allocated 14 million rand for repairs and upgrades to the Mobeni Heights Crematorium in Durban. The facility was shut 3 weeks ago due to malfunctioning furnaces. Mayor Cyril Qaba inspected the facility earlier this week. He says an additional 7 million has been set aside to fix the Otongati Crematorium, with work set to finish next month. Mayoral spokesperson Mlulekim Tongwa says in the meantime, residents have been urged to use other crematoria nearby.
The municipality is accelerating the process of restoring the facility. The municipality has started the process of procuring two furnaces which will be installed by the end of August this year. The mayor has pleaded for patience from the affected communities and vowed to monitor the repairs closely to ensure that the facility is back to its full operation.
Finance Minister Ina Korongwana says the success of the 2025 budget hinges on government's ability to implement it effectively. He says while significant funds are allocated across departments, the real challenge lies in proper spending and oversight.
In the debate and the noise about that, little debate is focusing on how do we deal with that crisis in health services. Everybody is going to come after the budget, say, this government is not delivering. Look at how hospitals look like. Forgetting that they blocked the budget here, which is intended to achieve exactly that objective.
The National Assembly adopted the fiscal framework and revenue proposals yesterday. The MK Party and the EFF voted against them. Abroad now, former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been convicted of a sex crime by jury in New York. A retrial has found him guilty of assaulting a former production assistant in 2006. The former Hollywood producer was retried for offences against two women alongside new charges of assault. And I love the colourful clothes you wear. Music stars have been paying tribute to Brian Wilson, the pioneering Beach Boys frontman who has died at the age of 82. Bob Dylan has described him as a genius, while John Lennon's son, Sean Ono, says that he was an American Mozart. The Beach Boys have sold more than 100 million records and are one of the most successful bands of all time. Music biographer Philip Norman says Wilson had a unique musical style.
He had heard these vocal groups like the Four Freshmen from the pre-rock and roll era, and he married those sort of rather blousy, sort of cool, blousy harmonies to a rock beat, and it was absolutely irresistible. And the Beatles were really, you know, they were always worried about what Brian Wilson was going to be doing.
Got a high of 22 degrees in Durban today, Richards Bay 21, Maritzburg 19. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.